We have a let's show you first. A chotzer explain the problem. Shininvov is mechadosh a problem, which otherwise we wouldn't have had.
So,
if we look at this house, and this house has a chotzer around it, mechitza in his garden, the whole way around, you have a mechitza. So, Tzusha Sayochid, you can carry there. Yeah, no problem. Devar. Sayochid, you can carry there, the whole way around. We have a little pond in the middle of his chotzer. What would you say? No problem. Everything inside the Rishus HaYochid is the Rishus HaYochid.
How deep is that pond?
Doesn't make a difference. Everything inside, it's got mechitzas all around. You have a loch over here, so it's full of water. Even if it could be Rishus HaYochid in its own right. Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaYochid. Nochtem, if you got a break in a mechitza, let's imagine you got a break in the mechitza there and there. So let's say you'd have a break in the mechitza there. So it's not a I'm in Ruba La Poets. I mean, you can have a break, you have an opening. Wherever, I'm in Ruba La Poets is always a good mechitza. So really, this mechitza, this garden, you should be able to carry in the whole garden. There's a stream running through it. Yeah, a stream running through the mechitza, which is Yud Tvachim deep and Dalet Tvachim wide. Sheishach Anorach, you can't carry in that Amas HaMayim. Amas HaMayim that goes from one side of the Mechitza to the other, you can't carry in Amas HaMayim. Yeah, now L'chayra, you've got a Mechitza going over from there to there, and the breakage is, even if it's, alright, so the Mechitza doesn't, let's imagine Mechitza clear any materials for Mayim, doesn't work, whatever. Oh, but what's wrong? You've only got a break of Dalet Tvachim. See, the whole thing's really enclosed. So why does it bother me that I've got a hole with a Amas HaMayim going through? This is all one big Rishus HaYochid. What's the problem? We're only the whole in the ground. You've got a break of four tefachim. It wasn't four tefachim. What's this four tefachim?
It's a separate entity now.
Why is it separate if I've got mechitzas all around? Let's see. All I've got, even if there would be a break in that mechitza, everything is good. I've got mechitza. So there's a loch. What's atmech a loch in the middle of the mechitza? If it's Oymed Burub Allah poets, what's atmech? Why is it a problem?
Can I cross over?
See, can you cross over? Why not? Skip over. Tell the Tvachim. That's all it is. So what did you say? Why is it separate? Why is it separate? And there are nine halachot. The nine halachot state was Azilah and Mishubur Pshat. We taught as because it's Amas HaMayim. And it has the size of Dalet Tvachim wide and 10 Tvachim deep, and it's connected to the rest of the world. And this is the Chakamalis. Here's the Chakamalis. It's a river, it's a Kamalis. There's a Kamalis. Water. No reason, it hasn't got Mechitza. It's a Kamalis. Because that's connected to outside, it's an Alocha that this becomes a Kamalis. An Alocha. This becomes a Kamalis, and if this becomes a Kamalis, you cannot carry in that because it's a Kamalis. So the Magen Avraham. Oh, but the rest over there I can carry. Why can I carry there? Because even so you say, so now I've got a problem. I'm poets to a Kamalis. I'm open. My fourth side is open to a Kamalis. There it says, the drop. The din is, you don't have to have a mechitza high, you can have a tell. So I've got a drop, which is Yud Tvachim. We're talking about Yud Tvachim. And the Chanamah, Zod the Magen Avraham, if it would be a slant, which isn't a good slant, then you wouldn't be able to carry there. But if I've got a good slant, so in Meila, I've got a mechitza tell there, so I can carry over there. But to carry from there till there, I can't. Because this becomes a Karmelis, and Meila is a special din. Because the Amas HaMayim is going from there to there. Nafkamina, in this case, the Amas HaMayim only went in there. The thing broke down there, and he suddenly had water going in it. Let's take this person. So this person, he doesn't care. He's made no mechitza to the water. So he can carry over there. Because he's got one, two, three, four, the drop. He's not interested in the water. This person, he's got broken in. This is C base. So Baal is broken in over there. Ramayla, L'chor is the same problem. You've got Amas HaMayim going into your chotzer. No, it's not a problem. Because the Ritvor Hal, Pshat in the Gemara is, Amas HaMayim goes into a chotzer is only when it goes in and out. So this place is going in and out of your chotzer, then it's connected to the Karmelis, connected to the Karmelis, it's a problem. Here, it's connected on one, sorry, but it's not going in and out, it's not a problem. That's seed base. Chiddush Mamazushlein Rishonah.
You're allowed to take out water.
So you're not allowed to take this person.
Yeah.
This person can, because he's got this is Omid Mugub on either side.
What's 10 deep?
So you're asking me what's 10 deep?
Damas
Amayim says 10 deep. So what?
Take water.
No, come on. Can you see this Gam Chitza along there?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So inside, Amos Amayim goes in.
Just,
yeah. So what? He's got Mechita after the Amos Amayim over there, going the whole way across. So the Amos Amayim is also in his Chutzah.
Yeah.
This Amos Amayim is really also in my Chutzah. No, it's a special Alocha, because it's going through, it's connected to Kamlis on either side. Meila, that's a separate entity in his Chutzah.
But the last one, it stops.
In, yeah, it's going in.
My
so it's finished. That's a Nishka problem. That's Seed Base. See, if Aleph is a problem, because it's going the whole way through, it's a problem.
So I'm saying, in the third one, you're allowed to take out, you're allowed to take water out from there?
Yes, yes, yes.
Even if it's come out from outside
a... Yeah, yeah, no, it doesn't matter. Once it's here, it's here. Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. So what's the Eitzah? So the Eitzah is, you have to make Mechitzas. I've got already Mechitzas. Doesn't matter. You have to make Mechitzas, it's Tzorech Hamayim. So those mechitzas, so chamayim, let's imagine here again, look at this is the same, this is the cross section of it with your fence on top. So you can either make a mechitza on top, going a tefach into the water, or you can make a mechitza from the bottom, going a tefach above the water, mechitza tliya mateis v'mayim, that's not a problem, but it has to be letzoyach the mechitza, or you can make two mechitzas on either side. And then with less than gimel in the middle, then it's kosher. So this is the ganze simon kamat. Sif aleph. She knows of din amasamayim reveres bechotza. Sif aleph amasamayim reveres bechotza, which is over, it goes right through the chotza. Amukah sorav v'chav arbo. Eim emalim meni b'shabes. Elim kein osil amachitza gavoya asora. You made a machitza, a new machitza, besides the one you might have, b'knisosa v'tziyosa. It's not even enough to make on one side. You have to make on both sides. V'yutefach m'menem v'shuka b'mayim, because you have to show it's for the water. If it's above the water, it has to go at least a tefach in the water. It's not good enough like we had before to make it high. It has to be in the water. If the mechitza is in the water, you have to see it. So she tefach meni yoytze lemal, it has to be above the water. That's the third picture. He made it like this, not like that, but he made it like this. And there's a space in between. It's also no good. Unless it's a lovad in them. In the middle is less than 3 tvachim. Don't read on lovad. But if there is 3, it's no good. Yes, but there's 3 tvachim is also. So the Gemara, if the hole that comes into your chutzah is not 3 tvachim, then it's also good. Because the hole on either side has to be 4 tvachim wide as well. But before you start the hole, even if it was in your chutzah more than 4 wide, but then it went a bit thinner, that's not called, it's connected to the Karmelis outside because there's a lovud which connects it. It's exactly the same as this din really, but there is, even if it's naturally like that, it's also good. So the Mishabur. Hoiveres bechotze v'dafke kashi hoiveres, only if it's passing through the hainu shenichneses l'chotze min sada echad v'yotze misham min sada echad b'nikovim sheshtach saksonim. Aber dim yesh lom breches mayim b'chad tzeiroi, the first picture, you've just got a pond, the pond is in your shoes, is okay. But, and the shear is, when does it get? Only if it's a muka sor of rocha, but the shear is there, nasa maim with shoes lads, one with shem carmel is aleem, kesha yamim in oris, ulafichach. Kesha oivin dech at seu, osel mas rem beshabbos. If they wouldn't be deep 10, or they're not wide 4, so state, what happens if there wasn't a good mechitza on the side? The mechitza on the side was slanting, does that matter? The water might have been 10, 20 high, and also 4, 5, 6, 7 wide, but both sides weren't a good mechitza. There were only a slanting mechitza which hasn't got din mechitza. And so he says it's not a problem. Because part of this problem, that to make this into a separate entity from the rest of the chotza, it has to have its own mechitzas of Yud Tvachim. Now, the name is most of the Yeshua's Malkai, that it's not enough even to have the mechitza of Yud Tvachim, it has to be filled with water of Yud Tvachim as well. But if you have a drop in your chotza which hasn't got water in it, of Yud Tvachim, and there's no water of Yud Tvachim, the water is only 5 Tvachim, it's not a problem. So, as I say, the Chavzov is not so clear whether he needs both, or Bishus Malkai learns that he doesn't. But Bishus Malkai himself says clearly, his problem will only be if you have both. His problem is Negea, when you make an eruv around the town, and you have a river coming into it. And the river on either side, if the river is 10 Tvachim deep, 4 Tvachim wide, and it has things, then you have a problem. You have to do something about the river, even though the river is only 4 Tvachim wide, which isn't very much. It's unusual for it to be 10 Tvachim deep. But this can cause a practical problem. So you have to make mechitzas in the water, special din, otherwise it's connected to the other side, and then you can't be take from the river. Weiter, also it would split the two sides. Elim kein also the kimmun shem avdilin misha ha-mayim shechutz le-chotza, ha-mayim shebetoich ha-chotza betelim le-gabo. Elim kein also, once you made the mechitza, kimmun shem avdilin misha ha-mayim, because it's separated from the rest of the water, shechutz le-chotza, ha-mayim shebetoich ha-chotza betelim le-gabo, the water becomes part of the, even though the water is flowing, but this water becomes part of the chotza, and it's alright. The Ba'alma, if it wouldn't be water, anyway. The only problem is because they become a part of the outer waters. But now that I've made the mechitza, you tell me mechitza on top. Because in this case where you've got this 10x4, you have to make sure you can see this mechitza is specially made for the water on both sides. Mishabuah says it has to be bifnim. I mean, I can't make the mechitza over here, I have to make it inside. It's a shalim prima godim, whether you can make it outside as well. Maybe it's not called nika for the chotza, so it's not good. Clever, you know. Mishabuah says, klo, bifnim. Mishuka b'moim, l'chalek ben amayim shemichutzim karnis l'mayim shebifnim. Even if it's on beneath, you have to be a tefach out. If you made mechitza sideways this way, I mean, you didn't do it the whole way, the whole width of the thing, only on the sides, to the roichav of the water, amos the water, you made in two shtiklech, then it's okay if there's less than 3 tvachim in between, don't mean on lovud, see, it's a big chiddush here, that if you haven't got lovud, it's a problem, yeah? Now, you've got, let's say, 6 over here, and 4 in the middle. It's a problem. So I'm going to get chiddush, because in my chotza, when I make mechitzas around my chotza, I make 6, a space of 4 and 6. Kushav yoshel, oymed b'ruvan aporet. I've got a hole here. They made a halacha. You have to have a proper mechitza, is mashma, especially because the mechitza tluyah could be hanging. So if it's mamash till the floor, can be cleared. But the mass is we're talking about mechitza tluyah. So it's mashma, big chiddush. You have to have proper mechitza the whole way. Either the whole width, and they have to show it's a mechitza, and you can't even have a space of 3 tvachim, of less, more than 3 tvachim. All part of this din, because you're doing something else, so you're not making a mechitza, dafka mechitza, you're separating from the inside to the outside, you need a proper separation. That means if you want, you can make the whole thing out of crisscross of 3x3, as long as they're less than 3. Don't have to be solid either, because lovud is lovud. Lovud we're happy with, but not imed merubah. Afilu de kol ma shebol shleisha min lovud. V'nira de bezeh afilu mitzad hasheni yoruchav shleisha. Apikene etzor tikin kim mitzad echad usosim legomru. Ikan lo shneim v'estor v'tzambru lekamei. Shabuya says here, chiddush, that if on one side you taka made it like this the whole way and you left less than lovud, then you don't need to do anything on the other side. The chaznish is choylik. Chaznish says, I don't see why not, what's the difference? And we see, what's the difference if it's a hanging mechitza or it's a sideways mechitza? Chaznish halt, it doesn't make any difference. There's a special halacha here that you have to cut off both sides. Rabbi Mishabuah seems to say that if you did it this way, obviously you're doing it from the floor, it's a proper mechitza, with a lovud, it should be good enough on one side. See base. Chotzer shenifritza. Now this is the third picture. Chotzer shenifritza, the chotzer that broke, he had the lower chotzer, and to stop the water coming, he had the mechitza, and the mechitza broke. V'loshin yom oiva la pirtza, im eina b'milua v'ein b'pirtza, yoysa. Sorry. Chotzer shenifritza, v'loshin yom oiva la pirtza, im eina b'milua v'ein b'pirtza, yoysa ma'asora. If this pizza is not the whole way, and it's not more than asoro, one thing I'll explain better, you're allowed to bring into the thing. That's what we said before. There's no problem. This does not get that din, and you're allowed to bring it into the house, the water from there. Now, what happens? We're going back now to the problem of any chotzer. I mean, if this chotzer would be a pizza of 10, let's imagine here, you got, forget the water, and you got pizza of 10, it's a problem. Can't have a pizza of 10 amos. What happens if it's the whole thing is open, even if it's less than 10? It's also a problem. You also have to have something on the side, two little sides. So what happens if over here, this opening was the full 10 amos? Or the opening was, the whole thing. Whole thing's gone. So even though I haven't got this new problem of water coming in and out, we've got the normal problem. You haven't got a mechitza. This whole chotzer hasn't got a mechitza on the full side. It's open on the full side. The nafkamina is that you're a bit better off here because your whole chotzer maybe you could carry. If the drop to the water, then you could carry there because the drop to the water itself would be a mechitza for you, like we said before. So you're a bit, if this wouldn't have water, some other thing, and then you've got opening of 10, or nothing on the full side, you can't carry there. But if I've got a drop of water, then I can carry maybe in the chotzer. But what happens if that drop is gradual, then it's open, it's not the telam slakat or something, then it's open to the water, and you can't go. Now there's special halachas. So you're going to build a mechitza, where are you going to build a mechitza? So you want to carry in your whole chotzer. The water is always good, you'll have good, clean, fresh water to pick from. So you want to be able to carry from that water, which has a pizza of 10. So you have to make a mechitza along there. That mechitza along there, do alochas. If you're going to make on the ground, it has to be at least on top of, sticking out on the water. And you make on top, that's the aloha, new alochas now. But it's all mechitza, because you see in Shurunot. So the Shurunot. Again, see base. Chotzer, if it's a loshen yom, oiva la pilze, meini bim liu vein, pilze, yoysa masor, mutta le mas, milachs, mil bais, because it hasn't got a din of one side to the other. Oh, but if it's a bim lua, is the whole thing's open, so you haven't got a fourth wall. Imnisha b'mokim shenifritz gedudim gevoyim asora v'amayim mechasim oisam. So the din is asoy. You got their wall. The wall was 20, 30 amos wide, and it came down. But you are left with a wall of 10. Now, really, you've got a wall. So there's an insan shalocha. If you're standing in the chotzer, you can see that wall. But on your house, it's difficult to see because it's too far away. So because in the chotzer, you can carry in this chotzer. Because you can see the wall, so you can carry from the water into your chotzer. But you can't carry that water into the house. Because from the house, you can't see the mechitza. So mechudosh tikadin. Yeah, because you hear, see, I've got a mechitza there. So if you've got a mechitza gevoyim asora mayim mechasa yisa muta leman yisamene bechotza aval osa lachnis lebayis elim ken osa mechitza gevoyim asora ala mayim. Unless I made a mechitza asora which I can see from the house. Lo inisha gedudim, if there's nothing left there, then you take, you got a problem. Osa fil lemalas bechotza. You can't even take from the water to the chotza. So the mishabuyim muta lemalas bimene yud. Afa pishi why isn't there a problem bichlal in the whole water? Even if it's after that, because it's amas amayim. We can, given shenichnas the toich hayom bechotze ve'ena yoytze mimenes hadacha, who can boyu shem bechotze mechitza amayim atiru so yisoy. To given shenichnas yoytze mese bichlal pesach v'chili mechitza kayomen, and you don't have to worry about amas amayim, because amas amayim asher enken amas amayim shenichnas yoytze tachsko yischotze b'shnei tzorich ha'yishus as kavalis. It's only a kavalis, a problem with amas amayim, which is a mechudashtik problem as well, because it's connected on both sides. It's not connected on both sides, I'm okay if I've got mechitzas. But if it's got wide 10, you need a wall. So the problem, why is it no good? Why? So I can carry, because I've got even the mechitza which is under the water, although I can't see it on top of the water, and the pizza is 10, but there is a mechitza under the water, it's okay to carry into the chotza the water. Sometimes you will see the water, the mechitza. Mashenken to take it into the house. So you can't take it. So what do you have to do? You dalit. You have to make a new mechitza gevoya asora la mayim, which you can see from the house. You just have to make it like we said before, because if you've got sides and it's less than 10, it's okay. So you can make it also now new with a less than 10 pizza, and it's okay. Of a loinish you can do them at all under the water. It's a loimel. No, no, no. then you got a problem. You also fill the malice, you can't even take it, and you can't even be metatl in your chutzah, because your chutzah is poets to this place. So you have no mechitza. But if the etzem between the chutzah and the water, you have a drop of 10, which is a good mechitza. You can't take from there to there, but this is only as a good mechitza. This is all the pshat in Gergon. But this is all the pshat of the Ritva. What the Ritva says, which tells the difference between that and that, is this goes in on both sides, and this is only on one side. That's the pshat from the Ritva. Tosfos has a different pshat. The difference between that and that is because that is 10 tefachim and that's not 10 tefachim. Because that entrance is not 10 tefachim. That loch is not 10 tefachim of water. But if that loch is 10 tefachim of water, like Tosfos, as what you were asking before, maybe, then it's a problem. Afilu, if it's only going in one side. The Nafkemin is not two sides on one side. Nafkemin is whether it's 10 tefachim or not. It was like here, if I have a problem of 10 tefachim over here, why is it no good? Because if I would have mechitzas around there, up on top, you'd know that those mechitzas would separate that from everything else, and that's open. Why did we learn it's good? You're asking, why is it good? The Teretz is, because if those would be mechitzas high, I would say machotza finishes there, and that's a separate thing, and it's open on the full side, so it's no good. But here, I would learn, the Mechaber, mechitzas which are down below, do not extend with gudasik to spoil my real mechitzas which are going all around. That's how I'd learn the Mechaber. The difference between that and that is, that is 10, that isn't 10. But if that is 10, then we have to imagine that this is going like that, and that mechitza which is 10 is gudasik, so we have mechitzas of our chutzah looking like that, and it's a problem without water, because it's because of the mechitzas. Where is this neger? Because neger lemushel, I don't know if it's still like that. If you look at Singleton Road, there used to be a house there, a bit further out, opposite Lubavitch, a bit further before you come to Lubavitch, where there's our carport going down it's going down into a garage. House goes down to the garage, then you got going up to the sides. You know what I mean? They're down there somewhere. So you've got mechitzas on both sides, but then you've got a building of 10 tefachim over here, a whole square into your drive. So that mukam hasn't got mechitzas, it's kule open. So you tell me the mechitzas on the side. Before I get to there, there's mechitzas on the side. You understand the matzias? You know what I'm saying? You can go into the house on the two sides with steps or whatever, go into the house on the two sides, maybe there's even mechitzas on the two sides, and then there's a garage to go into the house, lower. Now that garage has high, the garage is over there, and then you have a driveway, I mean. So you've got two mechitzas on side to the driveway. So those two mechitzas are like that, separating exactly this. You don't need water, according to Tosfos. Chaznish, one place he is machma, one place he isn't machma. If he's machma for it, then that place you can't carry it. Whereas it's also negaya. And you make a Tzus HaPesach. And under the Tzus HaPesach, you'll have a loch. And the loch is 10 tefachim deep. For some reason. You can have a Zaza. You have a wide Tzus HaPesach. And you have a loch, 10 tefachim deep. So then, like this Chaznish, you want to make with Chaznish, this loch rises and makes a binyan in the middle of the Tzus HaPesach Ke'elu. And if some hold that if you have a binyan in the middle of Chaznish, it's a problem. Like this Tosfos, it's a problem, because you haven't really got a binyan, it's below ground. But the way we learn Shulchan Aruch, it's not a problem.